Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Well, apparently champ stamps are back. I don't want to use the other word. I think it's kind of nasty.
It is nasty.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The T word.
Mm-hmm.
Gen Z has brought back the lower back tattoo.
Yes.
And that became very popular for a lot of women in the late 2000s.
Y2K. It was a cultural moment.
It was.
To me, it is like the epitome of Y2K. I love them.
Some of you still have the relic as we speak right now on your lower back as we speak. They are back. Chapel Roan has one now, as does Doechii. They have a new term, though. They have a new PR spin.
Okay.
They're no longer called, they don't go by their previous term.
Mm-hmm.
They are now known as Cake Toppers.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I love that.
They've been rebranded as Cake Toppers.
As they should be. As they should be.
Which is a much cuter term than their previous term.
Because they've always been cute. That's been my issue. Like, I've always loved the lower back tattoos. I think what was worse than the tattoo itself was literally the name that it was given.
Bad.
And
it
whoever
bad,
gave
yeah.
it to them, like, shame on you.
I don't know. It was nasty.
I don't know why they were called that, one. And then two, it automatically became commentary on a woman's sex life. I've never understood that, because when you think about it, the placement is cute, and this is speaking as like a tattoo girly. I love tattoos. Lower back tattoos are easy to they're the easier placement to hide, right? Like, it depending on like what work and like workplace environment.
What you're wearing, sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're at work, you can cover that.
Yeah.
Okay. There's that. Two, it is like symmetrical, like to your body. I think it's like it complements your body.
Right.
So I never understood the nastiness that it was attached to. I never thought that was fair. So I love that it's been given a new rebrand.
Let's be honest. I can't think of another cultural phenomenon that took a bigger nosedive, maybe than like Ed Hardy, which then obviously
is coming back.
They came back really heavy too.
My
right?
niece Abby is 14,
loves it,
and she's obsessed with Ed Hardy right now.
I mean, yes. I now have bought Ed Hardy again. I'm like, what am I doing? This is so weird.
And I had all the stuff when I was like in middle school.
But
too.
Let's be honest, right? So like, same with the champ stamp, right? Like, we loved it. It was like the coolest thing you could have,
mm-hmm.
and then it was the absolute worst thing you could ever do to have done to your body.
Whatever,
I mean,
haters.
Everybody was like, oh my God, why did you ever do that to yourself? So here's my fear for all of these Gen Zs that are getting these quote unquote cake toppers. I feel like we have to talk to all the millennials right now that are walking around with these said lower back tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling? How we feeling right now, mm-hmm. honestly?
Like, did it ever affect you?
Yeah.
Or did you know that, like, at some point it was going to come back around, and now you're like, ha-ha.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're walking around with a lower back tattoo right now, would you recommend to Gen Z to do this tattoo? Or have you lived through enough trauma where, because it was something that we really looked poorly upon, and you can't get rid of it. You can't get rid of it. Once it's down there, you're not getting rid of it. Or were you like, I love it. I love it, and I continue to love it. The whole, because you don't have one, do you? You
I never don't, got a lower but back tattoo.
You love tattoos,
them.
But
I love
never
tattoos.
Did.
I've
but
never
why
gotten
not,
that
why
one.
Not get one? Why not? If you love them so much, why did you not get one?
I think the other ones that I've gotten just had different reasons, and I just, like, I think to me it felt like it was going to be a painful spot. All of my tattoos have been, like, specifically placed for, like, the least amount of pain. I'm just being completely honest with you. But I've never had an issue with the lower back tattoo. I've always thought they were cute.
Okay, if you have a lower back tattoo that you got, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, when they were like all the rage, would you recommend Gen Z, now that they're popular again, get them? Because you had to live through it when they were cool and then like absolutely not cool. And would you do it again?
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Who is this?
This is Corey on One and Only.
Corey.
Okay. Morning.
Morning. Corey, you have a lower back tattoo that you got in the early 2000s.
I did, yeah. Fresh out of college.
Love it.
Yeah. Everyone was doing it. It was a popular thing to do. And then all of a sudden, it was kind of bastardized by society, if you will.
Annoying.
Yeah.
Do you regret doing it?
No, but I think like with any tattoo, like I thought about it first and like it, I remember I like, so all of my tattoos, I drew like a really bad Sharpie image of it on myself and like walked around with it for a week before I got it.
I love that. Okay. Yeah. Kind of like try it on for size for a little bit.
So you checked out the mirror, like can I handle this? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, I love it. It's funny, like, you know, I've gotten a few comments here and there, but I really like it. And also, I think it was funny, you mentioned, like, being worried about it hurting.
Yeah.
This is the only tattoo that I actually fell asleep while
really?
I was
getting.
Wow.
I think I just assumed it was going to be painful, which has kind of, like, made me avoid that area, but that's good to know.
Now you can get one.
Yeah.
Now you should have. Now they're cool. I mean, so 25 years later, you're still happy with it.
No, I love it. I think it's great. But I mean, like, I can see how maybe, like, if someone, like, rushed in to get it, and maybe they might not. But I think that's true with, like, any tattoo.
OG champ stamp.
Wait. But
recipient.
Corey, how do you feel about the rebrand of the cake topper name now?
I don't know. I mean, it's cute, I guess. But I think it's like almost too cutesy.
Wait. Oh, so you're like, wait, bring it back like 10 toes down.
The T. What name do you want to give it?
I don't know. I wish I had a good one to give you for that. But I think like the other one, the OG, is like a little bit much. But then I think cake topper is going like too far
it's,
in the other direction.
Too much.
Okay, so we need middle ground.
Lower back tattoo? I mean,
okay, we'll put a pin in it. We'll brainstorm.
We'll come back. There's no bad ideas in brainstorming. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate you. Let's talk to Summer. What's up, Summer? What's up? Good morning.
Hi, guys. Morning.
You've had a lower back tattoo. Do you remember what year you got it, more or less?
I think it was 2000, 2001.
Ooh, yeah. You were so cool.
You couldn't have been
any cooler.
Yes, Y2K. Yeah.
So now that
I turned 18 and I can get a tattoo on my own.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, you can.
And is it like big and bold too? Is it like big and bold on your lower back?
It's funny, when I went in, I was like, I just want this little flower with these signs on the side. And the guy actually ended up hand drawing it on my back.
Beautiful.
And he did it through the whole part of my back, and it was huge, but it was so pretty.
Yeah,
I let him go ahead and do it that size, and it's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
It is beautiful.
You love it. And you still love it. Have you loved it these whole 26 years? Has there ever been a time period where you wish you didn't get it? Now that Gen Z is bringing back the lower back tattoo, do you want to talk them out of this? Because, you know, again, in society's eyes, it was kind of not cool.
Not at all. I think it's a form of expression, say if you want to do it, go for it. I think they're beautiful.
Yeah. I agree. I feel like if you want to get a tattoo, no matter what it is and where you want to put it, you should. Okay, but wait, I want to ask you, though. Do you like the cake topper name, or how do you feel about that?
I'm not sure about that.
They don't like it. They don't like it. So wait, what do you want to call it?
I don't know either, like the last color. I think we would have to think about that.
I think that's a bigger conversation we need to have.
Yeah, we'll come back.
Absolutely. I'm with you, Jess.
We'll come back to it.
Okay.
You know what's so funny? It seems like, again, society didn't like it, but for those that actually got them, they were like, I still like it to this day. That's kind of interesting to see, right?
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, no.
nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.